The subway shooting suspects due in court. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, arrested mid-afternoon yesterday.
The bizarre climax to the intensive search came when 62-year-old Frank James called Crime Stoppers. He reportedly told the tip line that he was at a McDonald's in Lower Manhattan. When officers arrived, he had gone. And that's when witnesses saw him and called the cops.
Yo, this is the guy. We need to catch him today. If we don't want to catch him, I kill him. Because this is the guy. And we catch him. Thank God.
James is expected to be arraigned later today here in Brooklyn in federal court. He's likely to be charged with terroristic threats against the transit system.
Fox's Lauren Green. If he's convicted, James could be facing life in prison. National Weather Service investigators will be out in Mississippi and Kentucky this morning looking at storm damage after possible tornado strikes last night. Holmes reported damage outside of Louisville, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
How do we want justice?
Hundreds of people taking to the streets to protest the shooting death by police of a black motorist 10 days ago during a traffic stop.
This is a difficult day. My heart goes out to the family of Patrick Leoya.
Grand Rapids Police Chief Eric Winstrom, as police released the dash cam footage that seems to show Leoya being shot in the head, lying face down on the ground after a scuffle for an officer's taser. That officer now on administrative leave. A second busload of migrants from Texas has just arrived in Washington, sent there by Governor Greg Abbott.
If they're not going to come to the border, I'm going to take the border to them in Washington, D.C.
The governor says the Biden administration doesn't understand the trouble its immigration policies are having on border states. After an update on Wall Street yesterday that saw the Dow gain 344 points, early morning Dow futures are trading slightly lower. Asian stock markets closing Thursday mostly higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
President Biden's back on the road today.
The president is expected to talk about supply chain issues and inflation from the North Carolina A&T State University in Greensboro. The economy was the theme in Iowa earlier this week, with mentions of inflation and gas prices, but also how money from the infrastructure bill needs to help rural America.
Members of my administration and I will be visiting rural America in over 25 states over the next 3 weeks to talk about how we can do even more to create jobs and opportunity to make sure that the investments we're making reach rural communities.
In recent months, companies like UPS and Toyota have announced plans for new facilities in Greensboro, and Boom Supersonic has announced plans for a facility near the airport. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Biden administration packing up another $800 million in military hardware for shipment to Ukraine, including, for the first time, helicopters. Ukraine's president now proposing a prisoner swap with Russia.
Viktor Medvedchuk, a Ukrainian pro-Russian politician, an oligarch, and associate of Russia's Vladimir Putin, has been taken into custody by Ukraine's state security service. He faces up to life in a Ukrainian prison for treason, accused of aiding Russia-backed separatists. But President Zelensky's proposing Moscow and Kyiv swap prisoners.
I offer the Russian Federation to exchange this guy of yours for our boys and our girls who are now in Russian captivity.
Some Kremlin officials call that offer dangerous. Zelensky's released a picture of Medvedchuk wearing handcuffs and looking unharmed. Jill Nato, Fox News.
State lawmakers in Kentucky overriding several vetoes by Governor Andy Beshear, including a bill that bans transgender athletes from competing in women's sports and another that limits abortion in Kentucky. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.